Do you hear that? That's the low hum of a single-engine airplane reverberating throughout a classroom at Mount Edgecombe High School. It's not an unusual noise here. The school looks out on Sitka Sound, and float planes zip by almost every day. But the humming is quieter today, because it's not coming from a real plane. This is a simulation.
What's your altitude right now?
1300.
And your airspeed looks real nice. They just don't go as fast at over 152.
Yeah.
But it's doing good. This is what he'll probably actually train on.
Jack Davis teaches the Aviation Ground School course at Mount Edgecombe, and Fridays are Flight Simulator Day. In the back of Davis's classroom, three students sit at computers playing what looks like a video game with a few extra bells and whistles. But it's not a game. They're logging flight hours.
How's it going, Ryder? You're on track?
Pretty good, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to let you go for a bit. You guys keep doing it. I wish I had some in-flight peanuts for you.
Davis got what he calls the flying bug when he was teaching in Western Alaska. And once he got his private pilot's license, he bought a small plane in Texas and he flew it home. He's been teaching in Alaska for 30 years, 15 of them at Mount Edgecombe. And for the last five, he's taught the aviation ground course. Throughout the week in his class, students crack the books, building the skills to pass a written test in April. That's their first step toward earning a private pilot's license.
Understanding how to communicate with people in the air and who's there to help you on the radio and making sure you're going where you think you're going, navigating to the right place, understanding your engine and making sure it's not going to overheat or run out of fuel, different things.
But on Fridays, they take to the skies, virtually anyway. The simulator is more complicated than your typical video game setup. Students watch their flight progress from a monitor, but instead of using one handheld controller, they have to multitask, managing steering, throttles, and pedals to keep their planes gliding above the peaks and valleys of Alaska's rugged topography. Davis says the software can simulate flying from nearly every airport in the world. And the class uses paper charts, too.
I've landed on some grass strips in Indiana on these simulators. So there's some fun spots. But we have the sectional charts for Alaska. So they can look at all the detail of where they're flying. And so we like to fly out where we're used to, and kind of situations in the terrain that they'll see when they're in real life.
Aiden Panzer is a senior from Unalakleet, and today he flew a Cessna Caravan from Kenai to Homer, then to Soldotna, and all the way back. And it was a bumpy ride, because the simulator incorporates real-time weather conditions. But he tweaked the settings so it would be a little brighter, since this time of year, sunlight's scarce up north.
And it kind of keeps you on your toes, which is what you should be doing when you're actually in the plane. So that's what I like about this flight simulator specifically. So it always keeps you on the edge of your seat in case, you know, your turbulence knocks you off course.
For some students, the aviation course is just the fun experience. They dip a toe in and maybe decide they prefer their feet planted firmly on the ground. For others, they get the same bug that Davis got. That's how Panzer feels. He plans to study aerospace engineering next fall in Oregon. After that, he hopes to join the Air Force.
I've always been interested in, like, space, I guess. I'm a huge space nerd. I have a telescope. I look at stars. And I guess that just brings me closer to it, is being in a plane.
Ultimately, Panzer's not sure if he wants to fly a jet or a rocket. Either way, he says flying, to him, means freedom.
Sometimes I'll, like, when I'm walking and I see a seagull or an eagle or something like that, I just like picture, it would be so awesome to be that bird. Go wherever you want.
If students pass their written tests in April, they can move on to the next leg of their flight, getting in the air. And maybe someday they'll land their own real float planes in Sitka Sound. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.